It's Radio Week on / Reading, and this second item of the week is from an MIT collection published in 92 called Wireless Imagination, Sound, Radio and the Avant-Garde, and it's edited by Douglas Kahn, Gregory Whitehead. And the essay that I'm going to read apart from is by Alan S. Weiss, and it's about sound in early surrealism. In particular, the legendary never-broadcast radio drama by Antonin Artaud. Pour en finir avec le jugement de Dieu was recorded in the studios of French radio between 22nd and 29th November 1947, with the sound effects recorded later and added to the final tape. The broadcast was scheduled for 10:45 p.m. on Monday the 2nd of February 1948, and it was widely announced. But at the last moment, the day before, Vladimir Porcher, the director of French radio, prohibited the broadcast. Serving as the conscience of the French public, he rationalized this suppression by arguing that the French people should be spared, or indeed protected from, Artaud's scatological, vicious, and obscene anti-Catholic and anti-American pronouncements. In immediate response, Fernand Puy, director of dramatic and literary broadcast for French radio, the man who'd commissioned the play, organized the selection of a sort of aesthetic jury to consider the issue. Approximately 50 artists, writers, musicians, and journalists met at the offices of Radio Diffusion Française for a private audition of the tapes on 5 February 1948. Among those present were Raymond Queneau, Roger Vitrac, Jean-Louis Barrault, Jean Cocteau, René Clair, Paul Éluard, Jean Paulin, Maurice Nadeau, Georges Auric, Claude Mauriac, and René Char. The opinion was almost unanimously favourable. Porcher, nevertheless, persisted in his interdiction. Puy quit his job in protest. The tape was not broadcast, only to be given a private audition at the Théâtre Washington on the evening of 23rd February 1947, to be broadcast on French radio only 30 years later. On the 4th of March 1948, Artaud died. Artaud's reaction to this crushing blow is documented in a series of letters written to Porcher, Puy, and several friends. In a letter to Porcher, Artaud insists that it was he, Artaud, who should be revolted and scandalised by the course of events, and that even if there were violent words and frightening statements in the pieces, it was done in an atmosphere so far beyond life that I do not believe that at this point there remains a public capable of being scandalised by it. He wanted to create a novel work which would connect with certain organic points of life, a work which causes the entire nervous system to feel illuminated as if by a miner's cap, with vibrations and consonances that invite one to corporeally emerge in order to follow in the sky this new, unusual and radiant epiphany. And in a letter to René Guilly, he further insists that the greater public, those who earn their living with their blood and sweat, eagerly awaited this broadcast, unlike the dung heap capitalists who opposed it. This debate was pursued publicly in the newspapers, expectedly following the general polarizations of French culture of that epoch.